Hello and welcome to another Malgal and GIMP tutorial. In today's tutorial we're going to do something a bit fun, just a straightforward image manipulation. We're going to turn this kind of image, or any masculine pose you wish to strike, we're going to take this kind of image and turn it into this kind of image. So we're going to be going for an effect where we can make a mere mortal look like the Incredible Hulk. So what you're going to need for this tutorial, very simply, is the GIMP, obviously. There's a couple of GIMP functions we're going to be looking at. One is playing around with the hue slider, or more accurately, the hue and the saturation and the lightness, but it's all under the same tool. And we're also going to look at the iWarp function, which is a lot of fun. It's similar to the liquify tool on Photoshop. It's not quite as good as the liquify tool on Photoshop, but it's pretty good, and once you have a play around with it, you can learn to do some quite cool things with it. So the first thing you're going to need is a masculine pose like this, something where you can show off your puny frame. So obviously I'm not a particularly muscular person, as you can see from this picture, but there's me, you know, buffing out my cheeks and my shoulders a little bit, trying to, you know, make my mark. The first thing you're going to need to do is open up the iWarp tool. So you just go to Filters and Distorts and then down to iWarp. When your iWarp dialog opens up, something I find quite helpful with this is to make the iWarp box as big as possible. So you want to drag it out to the full size of your screen, and then you want to click Reset again, because at the moment you can see it's quite a blurry or pixelated image. When you hit Reset, it just kind of redraws the image for you. Now what we're going to work with is the grow mode for the deform mode, and we're going to have a bit of an experiment with it. It will be different for different sizes of images, so I can't just go ahead and tell you the best numbers to put in for your deform radius or your deform amount. For the deform amount I usually use 0.6. For the deform radius it depends on the size of your image, or it depends on the size of the selection. So you can start off with something like 50 and try it, and if it doesn't work, reset the image and then try again. So it does take some trial and error with this. What we're going to do with the grow tool is we're just going to, by clicking on this image and with the crosshair that we've got, we're going to make parts of the image actually grow and expand. Now in doing so, it distorts the image a little bit. It changes the integrity of the image, so it's not a perfect effect, but it's a bit of fun to play around with. So what we will do is just draw over the areas that we want to expand, and you just want to do very small movements. If you do it too much, like this, you know, you can change the image out of all recognition, which isn't really what we want to do. So you just want to have just quite a small effect to begin with. We don't want to go too crazy. And if you find that you do go too much, then you can hit shrink and it will actually, you know, make some of that, fix some of the image up again. But basically we just go through and we make various parts of your torso grow, and we want to do a similar thing with the forearms and just kind of pad those out and just do it very small steps at a time, because we don't want to distort it too much. And remember, you want to try and give yourself kind of nice round forearms, because that's something in particular that will make you look quite muscular for this. You don't want to, oh, that was a bit too much, so we'll just shrink that in a little bit. So as I said, I mean, this is, as I said, it is trial and error, and it does take a while to do well. I'm just rushing this, it's not going to look perfect, but I just want to show you how to do it so you can get an idea for the effect. And then you also want to play with the hands a bit as well and make those nice and Hulkish, because what would the Hulk be if he couldn't smash things? And also, because it also makes my legs look a bit out of shape if I don't attend to those, I'm just going to do a little bit of a grow effect on my legs as well, just to make them work. Okay, so just something like that. I'm not going to do anything. I might just do the neck a little bit, but not too much. And that's all I'm going to do for the moment. Now, this is by no means perfect, and if you were doing this yourself, you'd want to play around with it much more until you get an effect that you're happy with. But for our purposes, this will do for the moment. So once you're happy with your grow tool with your eye warp, you can just press OK, and then you'll see that the image gets warped and it makes those changes for you. And then the next thing we're going to need to do is just, and this is the last thing we need to do really, is just select the areas of skin that we want to turn green. Now, my favourite way for doing this at the moment is by using Quick Mask, but you can do this with any selection tool that you're used to using, so the intelligent scissors or whatever you normally do. But I'll just quickly show you how to do it with the Quick Mask. So with the Quick Mask, I just press this little square down in the corner of the image, or you can press Shift Q, and that will get this red Quick Mask as well. And then with the Quick Mask, what you do is you select the paintbrush. You want to get a brush with a fuzzy edge, and basically you want to draw white over the areas that you want to turn green a little bit later. So we just go through very quickly and you just draw around this, and I'm just going to fast forward a little bit so you can see the finished selection. Okay, so there you can see I've just made all of the little areas that I wanted white, and I've done a bit of a rush job of it, so it's not going to be perfect. But once you've done that, you can just turn your Quick Mask off, and you can see that the marching ants show us the areas that we've selected there. And then all we're going to do is choose our hue saturation tool, or if you haven't got it enabled on your toolbar here, you can just go to colors and hue saturation. And what you're going to need to do is just play with this hue slider until your skin is a nice green color. So if you go this way, then it will change, you know, kind of purple if you want to go a bit weird. But for my skin tone, the hue that you want is around this kind of color. So if you're the same color as me and you appear to be in your image, then the hue for kind of my skin tone is 70 to make it nice and hulkish. Then you can turn the lightness down as well, just to get that green through a bit darker. And you can turn the saturation up as well, just to make it a bit more kind of radioactive looking. Yeah, that'll probably do. And that's it, it's as simple as that. So then you just click OK, and then when you deselect everything, you can see yourself as the Hulk. So it's really straightforward, it's quite easy, and doesn't take very long. The only hard bit really is toggling the eye warp settings until you get used to it, but with a bit of practice that becomes very easy. So I hope you found this enjoyable, hope you found it fun, and I look forward to seeing you next time. Thanks for watching.